Today we're going to be talking about one of the most unusual and tragic events leading up to the 2016 presidential election. An up-and-coming campaign staffer for the Democratic National Convention is shot and killed, and his death a mystery. But a sizable amount of people believe they know the killer, that the hit was in fact put out by none other than Democratic Party nominee Hillary Clinton. His name was Seth Rich. I'm Brian Fry, and this is Conspiracy 51. Seth Rich grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. He was active in politics throughout high school and college. Fast forward to 2016, Seth is living in Washington, D.C., working as a digital campaigner for the Democratic National Convention, or DNC, as I'll refer to it. In the early morning of July 10th, D.C. police were alerted to gunfire and found him on the ground, conscious, with multiple gunshot wounds to the back. At 27 years old, Seth Rich died after being transported to a nearby hospital. Okay, so this guy had a few drinks. He was walking home from a bar, apparently through a sketchy neighborhood, and he's shot twice in the back. Police issue a statement suggesting that this was an attempted robbery. But what's strange is the killer didn't take anything. Seth still had his wallet, his phone, and his keys. There were no suspects. There were no witnesses. Then the DC Police Department posts a $25,000 reward for any information about Seth's murder. I should point out that this is a customary practice and is not unusual. What is unusual and what galvanized this whole conspiracy is when WikiLeaks, the nonprofit created by Julian Assange that publishes secret information, leaks thousands of emails from the DNC and announces a $20,000 reward for information about Seth Rich's death.
We saw the release of these 20,000 emails from WikiLeaks from the DNC. Of course, CNN can't verify the authenticity of those emails, but they suggest that DNC employees have plotted in many ways to undercut and undermine Senator Sanders during the primary.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the impact of these leaked emails. The DNC was hacked. We now know that this was most likely a result of the Russians in 2015 and 2016. During this time, they accumulate thousands and thousands of emails from key officials within the Democratic Party. What becomes apparent in this leak is there is animosity between the Hillary Clinton and the Bernie Sanders camps. Even more, certain DNC officials show a clear preference for Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders as the party nominee. And to make matters worse, this leak happens on the eve of the Democratic National Convention. This leads to the resignation of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was the head of the DNC at the time. People start protesting outside of the DNC convention and chaos erupts in the media. Now, for WikiLeaks to leak these emails right after the death of Seth Rich might just be a coincidence, but then something strange happens. Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, lets himself be interviewed by a Dutch news program and implies a sort of connection between Seth Rich's death and the DNC leaks when he says,
"Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old who works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington." So
That was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So,
what are you suggesting? What are you suggesting?
Yeah. So now that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have made this connection, implying that Seth Rich may have leaked the DNC emails and he was killed because of it, probably, the question is, why would Seth Rich leak these emails? Let's talk a little bit about Seth Rich. He was the DNC's voter expansion data director. The DNC uses a piece of software called Vote Builder for campaign efforts. It's essentially a database of voter information that's used by Democratic candidates. In December of 2015, Vote Builder was updated with a software patch. This patch contained a bug that temporarily allowed the Sanders and the Clinton campaigns to access each other's voter information. The Sanders campaign's national data director, Josh Oretzky, was found to have accessed Clinton's information during this brief window. He was immediately fired, and Bernie Sanders claimed him to be an intruder, that he was planted there by the DNC to disrupt his campaign. So what does this have to do with Seth Rich? Well, some internet sleuths claim to have found evidence that Seth's online history suggests he was a Bernie bro who was deeply upset by Clinton winning the DNC nomination and of the clear bias held by DNC leadership for Hillary. This would perhaps give Seth reason to leak that information to WikiLeaks. The theory goes that his death was an attempt at silencing him before he talked. And who else would want him silenced but Hillary Clinton? You can imagine what type of effect this all had on the media. Conservative and alt-right media began to have a field day with this. There's constant coverage on Fox News, Breitbart, on Reddit's r/TheDonald. What happens is there's this growing online community believing that Seth's death is tied to the DNC leaks. It becomes an echo chamber. There's this Clinton body count conspiracy. I won't get into it right now, but people believe and point to it as evidence that the Clintons are and have been assassinating their political enemies or silencing them for years. So in a matter of weeks, Seth Rich's death goes from robbery gone wrong to possible assassination by one of the most powerful families in American politics. Largely, this is because of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. And parts of the internet and the media just won't let this go. They want justice. They see Hillary Clinton as this evil, corrupt candidate who is ruining their country, and they want to take her down. Things go quiet for several months, and most of the country has either forgotten about Seth Rich or moved on. Then in early 2017, a private investigator named Rod Wheeler is interviewed by a local Fox affiliate in DC claiming he's been told by the FBI there is evidence of a connection between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks. A few days later, Fox News airs a report confirming this information, stating a federal investigator has, quote, seen and read the emails between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks, end quote. To believers, this is the smoking gun. One of the largest news outlets in America confirms a connection. But then everything goes to shit. Private investigator Wheeler goes on CNN and says the Fox News story isn't true and that he had no evidence of a connection. The DC Police Department, the FBI, and a family spokesperson for Seth Rich all release statements that dispute Wheeler's claims about a connection. Seth's family hires an attorney to send Wheeler a cease and desist letter. So this private investigator comes out of the woodwork, publicly claims to have knowledge of a connection between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks months after his death. The story blows up, and then the guy basically calls himself a liar and is sent a cease and desist letter by the family, who at this point is just getting bombarded with public outcry and hate mail. Despite this, Fox News does not take down their coverage or publish a correction. Members of the conservative media, including Sean Hannity, continue to publicly question the mysterious circumstances surrounding Seth's death. Fox News finally retracts their coverage on May 23rd, and the Rich family publishes an op-ed in the Washington Post the same day titled, "We're Seth Rich's Parents, Stop Politicizing Our Son's Murder." So fast forward to today. There remains no credible evidence of a connection between WikiLeaks and Seth Rich. In fact, we know now that it was Russian interference, most likely, that hacked the DNC and provided those emails to WikiLeaks. Now, if Seth Rich was working with Russia, that's a whole different story, but we don't have any evidence at this point of anything. His death remains a mystery, and the conspiracy is essentially dead in the water at this point to the mainstream media. So, there you have it. A DNC staff member murdered prior to one of the most significant elections in modern history. His death will remain unsolved. The conspiracy surrounding it has largely been debunked. I'm Brian Fry, and thanks for joining me on Conspiracy 51. If you enjoyed this episode and want to find more like it or support this show, visit anchor.fm/conspiracy51.